Ryan Vishnevsky, Tyra Masera, Manchester Tarty Day, Tyler Way.
Sensitive mic, you don't want to talk into it.
Because I might block my vision.
There's a very famous Gemara in Masech Tamakis. The Gemara talks about different Nevi'im throughout our history boiled down the Torah to certain Yesodis. Yeshaya Novi, David HaMelech. Then you have a Gemara that says Micha HaNovi. Put it into three principles, three ideas. And then the most famous one is Chavakuk HaNovi, Tzadik Ba'ab, Emanasa Yichya. But I want to focus on Micha. If we would ask a crowd of people, and I have done this with thousands of people, if you would please tell me what the three major Yesodis of Yiddishkeit are. I'm not talking about Protistik and Mitzvahs, but ideas, Lamashal. Pirkei Avos says, Torah Avodah and Gemilas Chasadim. So that would be an obvious answer most people would say. What's interesting to note is the Gemara in Makis on Dav Chav Dalet, and the Gemara is also Memtes on Mebeis and Sukkah. The Gemara says, Ba Micha that Nidna Shalosh. Micha came along and he put them down in three principles. It happens to be an extremely famous Pasuk. Higiluch Adam Matoiv and Mahashem Darish Mimcha. What does Hashem want from you? Ki'im asois mishpat, the ahavas chesed. When I ask the room, very often people say one of the basic tenets of Yiddishkeit is chesed. Why not, right? It's davar pashut. Mishpat is another one that comes up. The third one, hatznei lechisim elekecha, that usually doesn't come up. People think of that as a pratiyistik and mitzvah of how a person should dress. It is a great error. That is not what sneis is about. And I'll even prove it to you. Because the Gemara comes along and the Gemara continues and says, what's an example of that? What exactly are we talking about when we say, Hatznei Alechisim Elekecha? Zeh Hoitzos HaMeis V'Achnosis Kala. The Gemara says that Hatznei Aleches is how you bury someone, take them out to be buried, and how you marry somebody off. Nothing about clothing. Doesn't talk about that the skirt has to be 4 inches below the knee. No zichron dvarim at all. How could that be? Isn't that what sneis is? So we must be missing something. Then the Gemara says, "Loi dvarim kal v'chayim." The Gemara says, "Ma dvarim shein darkam asayim b'tzin the omer Torah v'atznei aleches." Things that is not the derech to do privately. The Torah says, "V'atznei aleches." Dvarim shadarkam asayim b'tzin alachs kam v'kama. Things that people do in private certainly should do b'tznias. Rashi Masechta Sukkah is mazbir. Hatznei aleches, if you have to raise money for achnasas kala, do it in a shtilahet way. They shouldn't, the recipients should know you're raising money for them. Do it in a way, but they're tznias, or don't be noig too much kalas reish, add a chasana, things like that. So what's really going on over here with tznias? I'll tell you something else. People think of tznias, they limit it, they give it a limited scope, is that a person should dress in a manner that you should not cause improper thoughts in someone of the opposite gender. That's basically what they boil it down to. What's interesting to note is that there's a din of tznias by Sefer Torah. If you're in shul, you see when they make mishaberach on Shabbos morning, you cover the Sefer Torah. Is someone going to have inappropriate thoughts about a Sefer Torah? So what's going on here? You see from these two things that most people don't really understand what tznias is really about. The way we dress is a detail in tznias. The real tznius is much bigger than that. So I'd like to share with you today what it is that tznius is really about. And then we can tie it into the clothing. When you look at a Sefer Torah, there's two things about a Sefer Torah that are beautiful. One thing is visible to the naked eye, and one is completely not physical. You can't see it. The Sefer Torah is written in a way where it's beautiful calligraphy. Even somebody who is not Jewish, who cannot read Hebrew, you'll show them the writing of a Sefer Torah. It looks like calligraphy, and it's beautiful. It's handwritten, it's on a piece of parchment. Is that what's beautiful about a Sefer Torah? And by the way, there's any of the Hidur Mitzvah, a beautiful ksav. It's not that we ignore that. But that's not the beauty of a Sefer Torah. The beauty of a Sefer Torah is the part you cannot see. It's the part that's not visible to the eye. It's the concepts contained there within. That's what's beautiful about a Sefer Torah. That's the godless of a Sefer Torah. The Kodesh HaKadosh in the Beis HaMikdosh is the most mutznadik a place in the world. Nobody ever goes in there. You have this beautiful Aron HaKodesh covered with gold, work of an artisan, and they never see it. Inside the Mikdash, with marble, with gold, was coated with gold inside. How many people even saw it? Kodesh Kadoshim. Nobody ever walked in there except the holiest Jew in the world on the holiest day of the world, on Yom Kippurim. Kayin Godli Yom Kippurim. And the Oyler Regalim were shown, the Gemara says, three times a year they would open up all the doors and be able to see all the way in. But that's it. In the outside world, the attitude is, if you have something beautiful, show it to the whole world. Fame and glory. Don't hide it. So what in the world is going on here? So this is the Hesber, this is the idea. Even though there's an Indian of beautifying something, you don't want to have a Chas V'Sholem, a Sefer Torah that's ripped with a sloppy ksav. There's an Indian of Yisnoi L'Fonim B'Mitzvahs. But no one should ever make a mistake that when they see the beautiful Sefer Torah, that that's the Iker, that's the Tachlis. So we keep the Sefer Torah covered to get across to us that that which is most precious and beautiful about a Sefer Torah is that which the eye does not see. So B'Iker, it's covered. And occasionally we uncover it. Don't make that error. What's beautiful about the Mikdash is not what the eye sees. It's the Shekhinah. It's not the physical part. It's the spiritual part. As a matter of fact, there's a beautiful Al-Sheikh. Al-Sheikh HaKadosh says in the Mishnah, in the Pirkei Avos, "Der oindin tzvufim mishtachavim revochim." So the Al-Sheikh says, what's the pshat in that? How did that happen? So the Alshah says the Beis HaMikdash is the place where the Olamos HaElyonim and the Olamos of the Olam HaTachtoin meet. The physical world is Olam HaTachtoin. The Olamos HaElyonim do not have the Gvulim of the physical world. They're not Mugbal. There's no laws of physics. When you're in the Beis HaMikdash, it's the place where those two worlds join. And B'Shas Maisa, when Am Yisrael's Mishtachaven, the Mikdash, what happens is they leave the world of physicality and they enter into the world of spirituality, of ruchnius. And the laws of physics are literally suspended. So you could be standing tzvufim right next to each other, and when you're mishtacha there, there's plenty of room. The godless of the mikdash is the shechinah is there, the ruchnius of the mikdash. It's not what you see with your eyes. That's the yisoid of what tznius is about. Don't make a mistake about who I really am. Medav rashtein, ganz fine. Ich bin atzelem elokim. I'm from Am Nivchar. I'm bonav shalavim avinu. We're the children of the Rabbanu Shlalom. That's what you have to get into your mind. Let me give you an example. Let's say somebody was looking for a shidduch, a girl looking for a shidduch, and she put a sign on her forehead. Pop has a lot of dough. He's loaded. What kind of shidduch is she going to get? Somebody who cares about her money. But I tell you what's worse about it. What's worse about it is, what does that say about her? What does she think of herself? She thinks she's worthless and not going to get a shidduch. So she has to advertise the money, because then she'll get a shidduch. When your person wants to get married, what is it that you want to marry? The physical side of a person? Or the ruchnius, the personality, the pnimius of a mensch? That's where the real union is. Therefore, when we relate to other people, what we're really doing, the way we project ourselves to the world, but emes, what we're doing is we are letting other people know what we think about ourselves. If we think not well of ourselves, it reflects in the way we dress. If we do things that cause others to notice us, we go out of our way. We all know there are people who are flamboyant, there are people who love to draw attention to themselves in a way which is not healthy. And that's a sign of a lack of self-esteem and not understanding who you are. They say in the name of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Amen Shtav Vizna Chasroinus. You have to know your lacks. Your lacks. You must understand what you're missing. But a person doesn't understand their own greatness is a ken mensch nicht. It's much worse. If we don't understand who we are, we don't have good self-esteem, we don't feel good about ourselves, then everything else doesn't matter. Because if you don't know who you are, you're going nowhere. So the Navi Micha is saying a very important thing. It's a yisoy gadol in Yiddishkeit. It's not about the way you dress. It's about how you feel about yourself. It's about self-esteem. It's about understanding who you are. If you have a healthy self-esteem, you feel good about yourself, you're going to have a good relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have a good relationship with other people. But if you don't, it's all about drawing attention to yourself. It's all about outside validation. It's all about dimyonis. It's all about sheker. And you're going to go nowhere in your life. So when we dress, you know essentially what we're doing. We are telling the world what we think of ourselves. When we dress, what do we leave uncovered? In public, we leave uncovered our hands and our face. Zo. We don't walk around like the Arabs who cover their faces with a veil. We leave the face uncovered. Why do we do that? Because there are two things that a person shows to the world who they really are. One thing is their machshavas, and the other thing are their actions. Right of the things that you do are with your hands. The yad represents action. The face represents, the word is parim in Hebrew. In the English language, the word facade means, it comes from the word face. Facade means chitzonius. I'm putting on a face. It's not who I really am. Isn't that a Freudian slip? And in Yiddishkeit, in Torah, Lashon HaKodesh, Panim means what's inside of me. The face reveals what's going on inside of you. You know, during the Second World War, they were able to tell a person who was hiding out as if they were not Jewish. They could tell in their eyes sadness, their chayshish, they were Jewish. And many people died because of that. They were not able to put on the facade because they had panemius. And the eyes, there was a sadness there they could see. You can learn a lot about looking at a person's face, who they are, what they think of themselves, what their machshavas are. The Torah wants a person to deal with the real issues. You have to understand who you are. And if you don't understand how important you are, how choshev you are, then you're not going anywhere. Because everything's going to be about things that are dvar tzadim, not the real issues. So here it talks about Avas Chesed. What's Avas Chesed? It's not just doing Chesed. By the way, everybody should learn Sefer Avas Chesed from the Chofetz Chaim. It's required reading. It has a lot of halachas, Hilchos Tzedakah, Chosh Mishpat halachas, that people, it's very easy Sefer to learn, extremely easy to learn. In my shul in the United States, for quite a long time, I went through the whole Sefer with the guys in the shul, Friday night between Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv. Very important sefer. The Avos Chesed comes from these words in Micha. Avos Chesed means not to do Chesed. It doesn't say Asois Chesed. It says to love Chesed. That means you look for opportunities. I like paying taxes when I have to help somebody. Nobody pays taxes willingly. If you love to do it, you look for opportunities to do chesed. When people look for opportunities to do chesed, there's a very big danger there. Why am I doing the chesed? Is it the pshat that I don't feel good about myself, I have to validate myself, and I have to gain recognition, people should notice me? Many people do chesed for that reason. Asois mishpat. Doesn't say mishpat. You see an injustice? That's terrible. No! Asois mishpat. You gotta do something about it. You don't just sit down and watch it happen. But why am I standing up? Because I want to make a name for myself? I want to show everyone should think I'm such a big tzaddik that I stand up for the underdog? If you do mitzvahs for those reasons, you're not doing it for Hashem, you're doing it for yourself. So the Navi finishes off, Hatznei Alecha Simelekecha. You have to do everything but sneers. If you do these types of things and no one knows about it, then who are you doing it for? If you daven Vasikin every day and you make sure that you always mention it during the course of a conversation during the day, I daven Vasikin, who are you doing it for? Let's be honest. It's not just it's a mila in doing things bitsnias. It's an uptaishin against a mensch. Are you a person who is connected to the Rabbanu Shlalom? You're into ruchnias? That you feel, you know you're a tzelem elokim, you know who you are, you understand who you are, and you know what your tachlis in life is, so you don't need any validation from anybody else. It's not necessary. But if you don't, you don't get this, you're in big trouble. It's the hapircha of the ganze Yiddishkeit. So Micha is telling us that you're so good. Now let's get to close. I once was in a place in the United States, and I came out of a store, and I saw this yellow thing coming at me. What was it? I literally didn't know what it was. Startled. It was a girl wearing a black coat with a bright yellow scarf. Now let me ask you, is that like in style to wear black coats with bright yellow scarves? I never saw it before. I never saw someone wearing such a thing. Why was that girl wearing a bright yellow scarf with a black coat? And it wasn't like tucked in. It was like wrapped around. I mean, the look, you know. She was telling people, I want you to notice me. The Gemara talks about wearing bright red dress. The famous Gemara in Brochus. Hechi domi kiddush Hashem. Tznius is not just if it goes 4 inches below the knee. Tznius is about drawing attention to yourself. I have the lecture in many different places. I was talking to a group of girls. And it was in a school. I happened to teach once a week in a school in Lakewood. I speak about Hashgafi and Yonim. And I gave this little shmooze about tznius. There were two girls had big problems with tznius. And it stopped after this particular drasha. Because they chopped. What's embarrassing about not being tzniusdik is that you're advertising to the world that you think you're at nothing. Isn't that embarrassing? So instead of working on externalities and drawing attention to yourself, wake up and figure out why you're actually important, why you make a difference. And if you think you don't make a difference, you don't understand the first thing about Yiddishkeit. Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. All human beings are created B'Tzelem Elokim. Chaviv in Yisrael Sheniku Banav Shel Malkim. We're part of the royal family. There's a bracha that we say before we lay. Asher bracha bonu mikolo amim, birchas ha-Torah. The bracha of us mezak nach birchas ha-Torah is asher nasalana. Did you ever think, why is it that we say one bracha before and a different bracha afterwards? So why badafka that order? So I once heard a vart from Rav Michal Tversky. Rav Michal Tversky said a very beautiful thing. He said, say there was a doctor's convention. The Hainu, they invited the top 100 doctors in a particular field from the entire world to go to Hong Kong. Only 100. And you get an invitation in the mail. And it happens to be, in that particular field of doctors, there are a million doctors in the world. You're 100 out of a million. What do you feel like when you get that invitation? It's better than telling people you daven vasikin. You feel, I'm a very chashuv of a person. And then you get on a plane and you fly to Hong Kong. And then you hear over there, divrei chachma from the other 99 doctors. Your mom's blown out of the water. So it's two different things. The invitation, bifnei atzmoi, is a dover chashuv ad noid. And going there is the second thing, the chachma, the das that you gain from going there is amazing. That's what we do when we get in Aliyah. When we get in Aliyah, before we hear the Kriyas HaTorah, before the words, we say, Asher Bacha Bonu Mikol Amim. We got that invitation. We are chosen from all the nations. But now after we hear the Chachma, and we gained, we went up a notch. Then we say, Asher Nasa Lanu Torah Semes V'chai Yodam Not Abuzachinu. Thank you, Rabbanu Shem, for giving me that Chachma. You gave us a beautiful Torah. What percentage of the world are the Jews? The Jewish people today are less than 0.2 of a percent of the world's population. You're a member of that exclusive club. It doesn't matter if you're a hoich rosh yeshiva or you're a rebbe. Das alein, that you're a shabbat rabbanu is enough. Wake up. What is it that you don't feel good about? You're worse than the guy next to you? Am I really worse? Am I so bad? It's ridiculous. Tznius is about understanding who we are. The disease is a lack of self-esteem. The symptoms are the way you dress or the way you talk. I was a rav in the kehillah for almost 25 years in a place called Manalapan, New Jersey. And I, you know, when you're a rav, you get into people's lives a lot. And it happens to be that I would notice behavior of people that sometimes people did things to draw attention to themselves. And I knew right away something else is really going on. There's a famous maisa of a yid who was standing on a line for a gemach in Yerushalayim. And he already had barred the maximum that you can bar from this gemach. So it comes his turn. He makes a request to bar X number of $1,000 more. The gabbai says, he looks it up, he says he barred the maximum. He takes his hand and he wallops him across the cheek, the gabbai, almost knocks him over. That's a great way to get the money, right? So the gabbai immediately writes the check and gives him the money. People standing on the line are going out of their minds. First of all, I mean, the guy's mamash chayera. You slap someone across the face in public? Who you ask a toyva from? Be out of your mind? So the gabbai said, you know what? I know this fellow. He's a very fine person. If he could do something like that, he's literally holding by starving to death. It's pekuach nefesh. If you're a rebbe and you see a yeshiva, and you see a kid acting out, and they weren't, you know, this is not who the kid is. Something's going on at home. So what's the Rebbe do? Rebbe Hotnishkan Seichel, which most Rebbeim do have Seichel, Baruch Hashem, and they're great. Well, he disciplines the child. If he's a smart man, he pulls the child over during recess and says, what's going on? How can I help you? What's going on at home? And usually the kid will break down and say, this is what's going on. Somebody's sick. My father lost his job. Whatever. You have to look past chitzonius. People have to stop being focused on externalities. We have to look in the panemius. When I gave the shmooze, these two girls who had somewhat of an issue with tznius, it stopped. Because they chapped, they're dealing with the symptoms and not the disease. The disease is you don't understand who you are. I learned in Yeshiva Staten Island. We're privileged, Baruch Hashem, where Moshe Feinstein was alive at that time. We were able to interact with him to some extent, even though it was the end of his life. And it was after he had a stroke and he wasn't so healthy. He was basically healthy until he was 85. And I just want to share with you a few anecdotes about him. The famous Vart where Moshe would say, the Gemara, famous Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Yudim at Beis, the Gemara says, one of the Amoroyim became comatose, and he came back, his neshama went back into his guf, and they asked him, what did you see up there? And he said, I saw El Yoinim Lamaila Watachtoinim Lamata. I saw Olam Hafachrisi, an upside down world. Rashi says, I saw the Ashirim are in the Drerim, and the Aniyim are all the way up there. The Bali Yatoises bring, they have a Kabbalah from the Goinim, going all the way back to Zman HaGemara, that it's referring to Rav Yehuda and Shmuel. Shmuel is given the Rebbe, and Rav Yehuda, the Amora, is given the Talmud. And there's a story there in the Gemara on Shabbos that a woman came to Shmuel and she had a problem, and Shmuel did not help her with the problem, and Rav Yehuda called him on it, but he called him on it. And it says, because of that maisa in Olam Haba, Rav Yehuda is above Shmuel in Olam Haba. So Rav Moshe said that El Yonim Lamata V'Tachtonim Lamayla is even in Ruchnius. Let's take an example, there's two people. There's one fellow who was a Bala Bias, and he learned through Shas five times. He didn't waste time. Every available minute he made sure to learn. And then you have another person who is the Paisik Hadar, Mamish. All in Yoni Halacha are Nifsak Alpiv. He is the one who they come for Eitzes, and he's the one who's the madrich of the entire generation. And he learned through Shas 500 times. And Tukum Tatsai Megates Olam Abba. And guess who's on top of who? This little Balabayas who would sit at noise and Safragan Ashaila to this Gadol Hadar, he's scared to ask. He's much higher than the Gadol Hadar. The Rav Moshe said, how could that be? This is Davar Poshut. Because the Balabayas nutzed ice all of his potential. This is what he could do. He wasn't blessed with the talents of that other person. But the Gadol Hadar, he could have learned through Shas 900 times, and he only did 500, because he marked himself on a curve. Everybody else only learned through Shas once or twice. I'm 500. Everything's great. It's not great. You're marked based on your potential. And we don't really know what our potential is. So Rav Moshe said, this is Pshat. In the Gemara, the end of Masechta Sota, the Gemara talks about Shemesh Rav Batla Anova. So the Gemara, Rav Yosef says, V'hayika Ana, there's no more Anova, no more humility in the world. So Rav Yosef said, what do you mean? There's me. That's a very humble thing to say. I'm an Anov, a Galaldic. So Rav Moshe said, what's the Pshat in that Gemara? It sounds carved to ridiculous. What's this supposed to mean? So he said, state the Chumash, Moshe Rabbein was Adain Kol Nevi'im. And if you don't know that, you're not a mime in the Torah's Moshe Rabbein. Moshe Rabbein was the greatest Navi who ever lived and ever will live. The Rambam says Mashiach will be carved in Nevuah's Moshe Rabbein in Nevuah. Close to Moshe. Moshe Rabbein, he's it. From before and afterwards. Now, it says Moshe was the honor of Mikola Adam Ashal Pnei Adama. He was the most humble of all people on earth. How can you be the most humble of all people at the same time you must accept, Moshe Rabbeinu must have accepted the fact that he was the greatest of all Nevi'im for all of history. How do you know that as a truth? And if he didn't, Moshe said that Moshe Rabbeinu Chas V'Shalom, sounds like it's clearer. Well, I know I'm not a Daniel Kalvin. I've been a garnished. They say a mice in Navardik, that there was a Navardik who came into a shul and he's sitting in the shul and he's singing a sing song. Ich bin a garnished. Ich bin a garnished. You know, like 100 times. Ich bin a garnished. So another guy walks in behind him and starts sitting in the back and he goes, Ich bin euch a garnished. Ich bin euch a garnished. Ich bin a garnished. So the guy in front turns around and says, Wer bist du zu sagen, dass du bist a garnished? Who do you think you are to say you're a garnished? So what is anivus then? It doesn't mean that you don't live in reality. You think Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand who he was? Of course he knew who he was. If he didn't believe that, it was kofer chas v'shalom. No way. He knew he's a dain kol avim. Obanivus means afal pikein. What does that mean? I had tremendous talents. When he was born, the bias was Moli Oira. He's Noilud Mol. Alshik is very Myrich in the Myla by Parshas Mila in Lech Lecha, what the idea of Noilud Mol, certain individuals are Noilud Mol. Moshe Rabbeinu was tailor made for the job. The Medrash actually says, when Hashem was trying to convince him by the snare, he said, if you don't do it, then I'll leave him at Mitzrayim. So to us, after the Habnish can't say, he said, I'm pretty good. I'm not leaving Mitzrayim without me. You got to stand up for me. Moshe Rabbeinu, Faker, he owed the HaKadosh Baruch Hu a lot because he knew that it's on loan from God, his talents. Who's more chai? The Gvir, who has in the bank $500 million? Or somebody who barely scrapes together a living? That Gvir, he goes to the next world. The Eibushta says to him, who do you think you are? What do you think you had money for? To go on vacations, sunbathing in Aruba, under the coconut trees? Is that why you had money? Or to let everybody know how brilliant you are and how important you are? Well, you had money in order to help my children. If you have all that money and you don't utilize it, you're in trouble. Boy, you're in trouble. If we have koiches, we have talents, we don't utilize them, we're in trouble. So who says, my Sherbane says to himself, that I'm better than anybody else, I'm just more talented. How do I know that I used my koiches as much as I should have used them? Did I use my full potential or not? I'm not convinced. Maybe it's like that Balabayas who five times learned through Shas and he's all the way up there in Olam Haba, and I'm not going to get there. I don't know. How am I supposed to know where I'm going to end up and how I'm going to be Nida and Lubasoif? Efshar, the other guy's better than me. In schools today, how do you judge a child? You judge a child based on the test marks, right? If a teacher's smart, they're able to base the grade in the school not on the number that the kid gets on the test, but how hard they try. Because that's what really matters. So a person has to know who they are, that they're important. And you have to know, it's not a stira to understand who you are, to know you're doing kol nevi'im. But nevertheless, your talent should never go to your head. Tznius means understanding who you really are and how important you are and feeling good about yourself. That's the biggest motivator. What is the thing that causes people not to be motivated? Depression. What's depression? Is that you lie to yourself about who you are. That's what depression is. And it's if somebody is depressed, is unmotivated. You want to go play a game of tennis? You're in a good mood? Sure. You want to play tennis? No, I'll stay here. When you don't feel good about yourself, you don't do anything with your life. The most important thing that we have to do is recognize who and what we are. Then all the details of tznius, boisterously speaking in public, attracting attention to yourself, wearing outlandish things, doing things that cause people to notice you. I daven for seeking this morning. Please stand up for me. All these kinds of things, it's just a simon. You don't feel good about yourself. So how do you treat many schools? They're so fixated on the dress. You don't treat the disease by treating the symptoms. You treat the disease by getting to the heart of the issue, dealing with that, and the symptoms will go away by themselves. And that's what we need to do as Jews. But daf gut verstehen and who we are, if we understand who we are, then all these other issues will disappear. And we must portray this to our children. If they're not getting it in school, then you have to teach them. I have a Rebbe, Rav Reuven Feinstein, who was my Rebbe, and I talked to him about things. I remember him once saying that anybody who thinks that chinuch is mutal in the school, and don't think people don't think like this, they do. It's mutal on the Rebbe in the yeshiva or the mora in the school, is out of his mind. Chiv Chinuch is the parents. And if children are not getting Yesaitis from school, then you need to give it to them. This is how you teach about Tznius. Tznius is not about how you dress. Tznius is about how you feel about yourself. If we feel good about ourselves, we're able to accomplish very, very great things. Thank you very much. Wait, wait, don't leave. It's time for a commercial. Okay? Do you recognize this person? It's me, in case you don't get it. So I came, what am I doing in England? I live in Lakewood, New Jersey. Right? What am I doing here? So I was at the Torah Masorah Convention, which has about 2,000 mechanchim in the United States. It's a major event. I remember Rav Reuven Feinstein telling me, Rebbe, when he goes to the Torah Masorah Convention, he comes out of there so inspired. It is the cream of the crop, the greatest people in Klai, so the most devoted people. The people, the most idealistic people. So I had a booth over there. And at the booth, you're not selling, you know, like cigarettes or gadgets. I was talking about what I do. What is it that I do? Why am I here? So this is what I do. I have an organization called Yesod Hadas. What is it about? There happens to be that there are many, many people, a huge chunk of Klal Yisrael. This has nothing to do with England versus the United States or anywhere else. This is universal. A huge chunk of Am Yisrael, that there are basic Yesaitis about Yiddishkeit that they don't know. Foundational things they literally don't understand. If you dive in like a robot, and you space out every single Shmon Esrei, we got work to do. You know anybody like that? Ever heard of such a thing? In England, everyone dives so beautifully, I don't know. But it happens once in a while, no? Yeah? So you're standing in front of God, and you're thinking about what's for lunch, right? So you have to learn the Pirush of Shmon Esrei. You know the difference between Do you know what the difference is between Deya, Bina, and Haskel is? You don't know. So you're davening every day, and you're saying words, you don't even know what they mean. You know the difference between Chachma, Deya, no such fire has the word Chachma. What's the difference in the word Chachma? Ein Rebbeinu Yoina, in Pirkei Avos, the end of the third parak. I mean, Chachma ain't Bina, in that Mishnah. Look what he says about the word Chachma, Bina, and Das. Look, in the Siddur HaGrah, what the word Haskel means. I'm not going to spend the time right now going through it. You have to understand, learn the Pirush of davening. It's more important than learning Gemara. I'm sorry to say that. I think you should learn Gemara too. You must spend a few minutes. There's English Svarim, and I'll have to do it from the original Kairos if it's too hard. You must know what you're doing. You can't daven Chitzonius stick. So one of the things I do is I talk about things like this, where we get really to the heart of the issue. I talk to teenagers about fun. You know, fun is like, do you folks know what the word fun really means? It comes from Middle English. The word is funnen. F-U-N-N-E-N. You know what funnen means? It means nonsense. Did you know that? The Gansavelt, it's not American Shazak. In England they have fun too, right? The Gansavelt, what's life about fun? Oh, that's great. Not about fun, it's about pleasure. It is about pleasure, but real deal pleasure, first class pleasure. So that's a schmooze that I give. I mean, there were kids who were looking, they had smartphones, unfiltered. It wasn't good for them. I gave this fun schmooze. Two teenage boys, they got rid of their smartphones. You know what that is? People addicted, looking at things a Jewish boy shouldn't see. Because when you deal with the simple, you discipline them. Use that smartphone, you get kicked out of the yeshiva. It's not going to solve the problem. Or people have fundamental issues, questions, things that bother them about tzaddik v'raloi, or they don't understand things about bechira or other and yon, whatever it is. These questions must be answered in a way, I'm going to use an American expression, excuse me, I haven't been here long enough to know all the expressions and all the lashon. You have to knock the ball out of the park. You ever heard that expression? Baseball. You have to knock the ball out of the park like a home run where they can't catch it. That's where you have to answer questions. Not like these wishy-washy answers, people don't feel satisfied. It doesn't. Questions do not go away because you tell the kid, Matunish Fregen des Elchanazachen. You're living in a dream world if you think it's going to go away because of that. Hatzlacha Rabba, one day you'll wake up. It's very emunah questions. Kids have emunah questions. And there's very few questions that there's only Chazal, only talk about Balafonim, Alachar, Ayin, Masechta Chagiga, the second parak, Rashi, Tosfos, look in the Rambam. We could talk about what it is you're not supposed to talk. It basically is you're not supposed to spend Histakel. I mean, Histakel, Lashon Histaklus, means you spend a long time thinking about it, meditating about it. What was there before the world? What was the world after the world created? Or what's the Maila mean? Achayas? What's below the Chayas? Rashi's Pshat. I don't really think that's such a burning issue. What's above the chayas and what's below the chayas? You know anybody that really bothers a lot? You know, people don't know what chayas are. It's a type of malach, right? Chayas HaKodesh. But I'm saying these are not the big issues. But there are other things that are big issues. Torah min HaShemayim is so clear. A person can know that better than they know that their mother is their mother. And if you don't, and you feel unconfident about that, go get the answers. Because people are questioning these things today. It's a different generation. You better be clear. V'haydat tom levanecha, says in the Pasuk. Make it known to your children. Matan Torah is a historical event. Nobody discusses about whether there was a revolutionary war. Right? Or who won? The British won the revolutionary war. I'm actually a British citizen. I just lost the accent. Right? Come on. Matan Torah is a historical event. There's ways to explain it. It's all just how you explain it. It's very clear to them. So that's one of the things that we talk about. There are things contained within the Torah, Nevuas, where the Baruch Shalom mapped out Jewish history before it happened. No human being could possibly know these things. These are things, these are Rambans and Chumash. The Rambam and Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah and Perek Ches. The Sefer Kuzari. These are Rishonim will talk about these things. There's a Ksav Sefer, quotes Chsam Sefer, who brings a Raya Torah min HaShemayim, Parshas Bahar, the beginning of the Parsha, a beautiful shtekel. The Achroinim, the Rishonim, the Gemara. There's a Gemara, Mikan Tshuva, the Oimer, and Torah min HaShemayim. Samach Amid Beis, Masech Tachum, look it up. There's a Gemara, Nut Test Amid Beis. Shalit Be'ilam HaYedeya. Only the Rabbanish one can know such a thing. Chazal talk about these things. There's so much information out there. It's important we have that information as parents and mechanchim. We need to know how to answer questions. And sometimes even adults have the questions. You should know it yourself if you have an issue. You should make sure that you know it with clarity. It's a major obligation. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, I'm going to finish with this. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is sitting on his deathbed. And he says, some of them say, give us a bracha. And he says to them, you should have as much Yirah Shemayim, you should be as much afraid of Hashem as you are of people. So the Talmidim were horrified. What do you mean? That's all? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai halavai. When a person does an avera, they turn around and see if someone's looking. Well, somebody is looking, just you don't feel it. It's very difficult to put in your fruit a banner that the Rebbeinu Shalom is here. He's Mekayem Shalom. He's more here than this shtender is. You have to feel it with your bones. And if you don't feel it in your bones, you're going to do aveiras. It's all about Yirah Shemayim and affecting changes in behavior. And we must give this over to our children. What's for Chil Hashem that these organizations that are Messiah people to go off? In the United States, it's called Footsteps. It was created by Hasidim. Sadmer Hasidim. I heard there's such a thing in England too. Hashem Yerachim. Should we sit and do nothing? Are we going to let our children die? You got to do something. And it's not like the psak, but they made a harosh shah, Mameg Machin Beis Yaakovs. That the Gedolei Yisrael paskin, mamish neged what Chazal said, that a malam is bitay tiflus. The harosh shah. It's a nishkin harosh shah. The Rishonim all talk about it. The Gemara talks about it. When are we going to wake up? Nobody is immune to this. In the best homes. I was at the Yaguda Convention in the United States, and there was someone who got up and said the reason kids are going off is because there's dysfunctionality in the homes. And a few years later he got up and he said, Chazrani bi, Tanish Demes. The best homes, it's happening. So many kids are scared to death to voice their questions. They're afraid to say, this bothers me. That is a crime that they're afraid to say. We have to know, let children know, if something bothers you, you can ask. And you're not going to be embarrassed to be called an apikoiris. Because the questions do not go away. Because we tell them you're going to burn in Gehenna for asking such a question. That's pasfurum asylum. I write to the Shaka Yachigin Dusay. We have the MS. It's all there. If you don't know the answers, go get it. If you don't know where to go, you can call me. Okay? I have some brochures here. Hamudia called me up to interview me. And this was in the United States. And then it was printed here in the British Hamadiya in the feature section 2 weeks ago. In case you weren't zeichet to see it, I have the copies of the article here. What I do has the backing of, I just had a long conversation with Shmuel Kamenetsky. I have a scum, a letter from him, from Reuven Feinstein, from Ruchem Olshin, the Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood, and the Kosovo Rebbe. The Kosovo Rebbe was really excited about what I'm doing. The Hasidic world needs it too. We all need it. It's very important. We have to do something. I'm here in England. I'm here in this city of Manchester. This beautiful, beautiful, I'll tell you, I'm very impressed with the people here. This beautiful community, it really is. I'm here from the bottom of my heart. I'm here until Tuesday night. I hope you're going to bother me individually or listen to other things that I have to say, because I didn't really talk about the sugya so much. I'm going to be speaking tonight for post-seminary girls at the Torah Masorah Teacher Center from 6 until 8, and then I'm going to be speaking tonight from 8:30 to 10:30, tonight and tomorrow night, for parents and mechanchim. They're going to be basically the same drasha, just for different groups. Tonight, 8:30 to 10:30, for parents and mechanchim. And I'm going to give you a really tangible and real way to understand what it is I'm talking about and what I'm doing at the Torah Masorah Teacher Center. 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. tonight and tomorrow night. Okay? And I'm available in the afternoons if anybody needs me. All my contact info, you can email me while I'm here in England. You can email me while I'm here in England, or you can call me on the phone. I don't mind. And I'm not going back to the moon. There's Skyping, there's email, there's phones. You can contact me when I'm in the United States. And please utilize my services. I hope I could be of help. Thank you very much. Yeah.